Keep that frequency clear.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch them fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Match.
Coming at ya! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast, and we're coming at you live and unedited from the mean streets of Waco, Texas, North Carolina, because is that Wilmington, Tammy?
It is. Wilmington.
Of course, the mean streets of Brantford, Ontario.
What?
And of course, the mean streets of Danville, California, the mean streets, Prados, where I think I heard two fireworks only the entire night. How about that? And we're coming at you live and unedited with Mac My Picks Up Proteus Edition. We will do, of course, Nunes versus Shevchenko 2, and of course, the tough 25 redemption. The tough finale redemption. I'm not sure there was any redemption in that season. I'm not joking. Let's hit the music. Prados likes the music. Tammy's quiet. Marco said, "Hey, enough with the drops." So I gotta be careful. I'm gonna have someone choke me out pretty soon. I can kickbox pretty damn good, but on the ground, I'm just like. Just like Shevchenko. I don't know, kind of iffy. So let's hit the music. We go, of course, to the lovely lady, the first lady of Amp Radio. Hit the music.
Hi, guys. It's me, and I'm almost packed and ready to go. Almost packed.
Almost packed, Prados.
Almost.
Yeah, what's the over-under? All right, let's go
to... I should be 10 minutes.
No way.
What?
I would place a drop there, but Marco got me on the drops. All right, well, let's meet the man up north, the man who always fights out of the red corner. Hit it! Oh man, I would play the drop, but Marco already got me on that one. So you know what? I'm actually gonna bypass the star just for this one. I'm gonna have to do it. Sorry, Marco. All right, let's go to the star of the show, the man who once said less is more on the drops. Hit it.
Marco from Waco, I have a match in order 66 and kill most of the drops.
All right, I'm going to hand it off, guys, because I actually asked Prados. I said, Prados, could I please, we have so many women's MMA fights this week that I said, Prados, may I please be in your seat? And thank God he said yes. So I'm handing it off, guys, tonight to the one and only Prados.
All right, so welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's cue the music for DJ Tony coming at us from, Danville, California? Cue the music. DJ Tony, play your music. Excellent.
I'm not allowed to play drops, Prados. But I wanted to do the bitch just for Marco. I'm not calling Marco a bitch. I'm just doing the Honda Housie bitch. Never mind. That didn't work. Never mind.
All right. Let's move along because we have a lot of fights to cover, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little bit of time. Correct, Tony?
That's correct.
All right. So let's get right into it. Let's start with the hashtag cue the music. We have two very, very interesting fights coming at us. One in the women's bantamweight division and one in the women's strawweight division. So let's go straight into the star of the show. Marco, we're going to start with Aspen Ladd versus DJ Tony's girl, Jessica the Heathen Eye. And of course, Aspen Ladd is coming at us. She's 22 years old. She's 5-0. Jessica I coming back at us. She's a little bit older, Marco. She's coming back at 30, 11-6-1. So she's got a little bit more experience on her record. Marco, let's throw to you.
Okay, brother. So, I don't know too much about this fight. And I'll just take a second to like her UFC debut. That cannot even find a Wikipedia page for her. But we know about Jessica Evil Eye. Jessica Evil Eye is a dependable fighter. You know, either she's going to swim or sink on this one. I'm going to pick Jessica Eye just because she's the known commodity. She's the more experienced fighter. You know, they're going to be under the bright lights of the UFC. And I do believe on the UFC jitters. More often than not, debuting fighters get the UFC jitters, and they don't perform as well. Like I said, Jessica is a non-commodity, but she's not known as a finisher, so I'm going to pick her with a unanimous decision, 30-27 over her opponent.
All right. Well, you know what, Marco? Dave Madden would have some definite gripes with you saying that Aspen Ladd doesn't have a stand a chance in this fight, but I agree that the experience level does reside with Jessica Evil Eye. But let's throw to Pam. What do you have going moving forward in this women's bantamweight fight, Pam?
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, I like Jessica. She's, you know, cool chick, whatever. I'm going with Aspen Ladd. You know, Jessica's coming off 5 losses and 1 no contest. Her win over Leslie Smith was in 2014. Aspen Ladd, 5-0. She's a boxer, well-rounded purple belt in jiu-jitsu, 3 TKOs, likes elbows and punches. And I'm going to go with Aspen Ladd. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going Aspen Ladd on this one. And I'll even say, you know what? I'm going to do a second round TKO.
Okay. All right. Did we get a finish from Marco at all?
Yeah, he said his decision.
No, yes, he did. He did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marco. I apologize. I just started the show. I have to pay more attention. My apologies. Let's throw to the boss man coming out as from California, Aspen Ladd's home state, Tony. So let's throw to you. And, of course, we have to hashtag cue the music on this fight, correct?
Unfortunately, I am not allowed to do that. Marco gave me the kibosh on this one. He said absolutely no drops.
Okay.
He said
I'm going to utilize my overwhelming veto power. You are allowed, I count them, 10 drops for the show. So choose wisely.
Yeah, one of them better be my
pony. Okay, I'm using one right now, guys. I'm not allowed to do that one. All right, but I'm going to – hold on. It's my turn, guys, on this one. I have to do this one because Prados is right, and it's going to pay me to say this all the way to Bellator. But
– oh, snap.
I do love me some Jessica Evil Eye. There's no doubt about it, guys. But Jessica Evil Eye – in a nice butt at that, I got to be honest with you. Jessica Evil Eye, of course, 11-6-1, guys. She lost 4 straight, including, of course, to the love of my life, Misha Tate. And we apologize, of course, to Misha Tate. We ran out of time. But Prados, Aspen Ladd is an up-and-comer, and I think Pam's right. I don't think it's going to be a TKO. I think it's going to be probably either... let's just say she goes with, you know what? I think she's going to go via decision. So I agree with Marco only in the other way around. It pains me to say this, but I'm going Aspen Ladd, guys. Unanimous decision.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you and Marco here, Tony, because we have not seen a lot of great stuff out of Jessica the evil eye as of late. And of course, I think this is why, as we've been saying a lot in previous shows, I think this is why they've fed her Aspen Ladd. They've fed Aspen Ladd Jessica Eye in order to test where she's at. Now, one thing that I want to point out here, this is the Ultimate Fighter finale. It probably will have a little bit of a lesser crowd than, you know, perhaps the pay-per-view on the next day will have. So it might have a little bit more of a familiar feel to Aspen Ladd. I'm also going to take Aspen Ladd in this one, guys. I'm going to take her again by decision. I think that she's gonna want to get that experience in with Jessica. And I do believe, guys, that as much as we love Jessica, that, you know, her talents are, you know, kind of at their cap. They're at their ceiling. And I think that Aspen is going to be able to, you know, outperform her in this match. And we're going to go to all three rounds, though. So maybe not unanimous decision. I think I'm going to go with a split and go just a little bit off of what Marco said. And go with a split decision for Aspen Ladd in her UFC debut. All right, guys.
Look at me tonight. Over myself.
Well, keep in mind, can I add something to that? Keep in mind, Aspen has almost a 4-inch reach over Jessica.
Yeah.
Even though
I have a 7-inch. Yeah? I have a 7-inch reach for Jessica.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Dong.
I didn't play the drop. I didn't play the drop. I didn't do it. I'm not allowed.
Okay. Well, let's move along then to the women's strawweight division. Apparently, DJ Tony has picked me to start off this, but I am actually going to throw to DJ Tony to start this one off. Ashley, the spider monkey Yoder, coming in at 29 years young. She is 5-2, going up against the former Invicta strawweight champion Angela Overkill Hill. A very nice picture of her earlier on today, guys. Way to go, Angela. 32 years old, 6-3. Tony, who you got?
Guys, I think this is a prime, and we may get a chance to talk about this because there's a lot of course, Invicta FC information going on right now, guys. But I think most of you guys are going to agree with me here. This is a prime indication of talent that's elsewhere versus a talent that's in some of the bigger promotions, i.e. the UFC, because Angela Hill, guys, you can say whether she was ready or not ready. She lost 2 straight and didn't look good in the house, obviously, and we love Angela Hill. There's no doubt about it. We're not going to get on her evil side. But, you know, she leaves. She gets actually dismissed from the UFC after losing 2 straight. Goes to Invicta, wins 4 straight, including winning the title, makes her comeback. Mind you, Jessica Andrade, that's a big guy. I mean, that's a big girl, but meaning in terms of buffness, right? But I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to do it, Prados. But if she loses to Jessica Andrade, she didn't look good, guys. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Ashley Yoder, the spider monkey, is the kind of fighter that Angela is. I think they're both actually probably not at their peak right now, but I'm choosing Ashley Yoder, guys, at 5-2. I think she's going to defeat Angela Hill, and I think she's going to defeat Angela Hill, believe it or not, in the submission where her game isn't as strong. So I'm choosing Ashley Yoder via submission.
All right. So Tony taking Ashley Yoder. Yoder, almost said Yoda there. Did you hear that?
Heard it. We
via
did.
Decision.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. All right, so let's move swiftly along to Pam. Same question to you. I mean, Tony makes some good points here. You know, Angela Hill, you know, seems to be the dominant fighter here, but you never know, right? I mean, because she has shown that she's got some chinks in her armor. So let's throw to Pam.
Well, she's Angela Hill. She's a good fighter, and she did stand up with Jessica, who is an amazing fighter. She's a Muay Thai champion. She's but she's a striker, 100% striker. 5'3", 64-inch reach versus Ashley Yoder, who is 5'7", with a 69-inch reach. She also is a striker, but she is a purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. She has 4 wins by armbar. And I'm actually picking Ashley to win. I'm going actually with the 3rd round submission.
All right, 3rd round submission from Pamela in North Carolina. Let's throw it to deep in the heart of Texas. Marco, same question to you. Angela Hill versus Ashley Yoda. Yoder.
So I don't know if you guys catch Angela Hill's Twitter feed or Instagram, I think it was, when she goes, "Training all done, now it's time to punch a bitch."
Love yep, what I heard.
A lot of people forget that Jessica Andrade fight, she was toe-to-toe with her, and that was fight of the night.
Yep.
And Jessica Andrade could not take Angela Hill down. And we're talking about Jessica Andrade. So if you knuckleheads are telling me that the spider monkey is going to be able to take Angela Hill down, I don't know what the hell are you smoking in California and what you're drinking in North Carolina, but you got a case.
Moonshine.
There you go. You answered your own question. I think Angela Hill is a better striker. And because the spider monkey is not going to be able to take Angela Hill down, I was actually super impressed with Angela on her Jessica Andrade fight. She wasn't a pushover. She fought hard, and everybody was expecting her to get knocked out, and that was far from happening. She took Jessica Andrade's best shot and kept on coming. I'm picking Angela Hill. I'm picking her by points. 30-27 unanimous decision, because I think she's a superior striker. She got a champion's mentality because she's the Invicta champion, even though, you know, she lost to Jessica Andrade, but that was in the UFC. And I think because she's finally coming into her own. You know, stop disrespecting this woman and take it for what it's worth. She's a better, she's a superior fighter, and because she's a superior fighter, she's going to win this weekend.
By the way, Marco, don't move. Your mic sounds amazing right now. Please don't move.
Okay.
That was not me.
That was me. Sorry, that was me.
That was not me.
And that is 8 left. That is 8 left.
Yeah, well, that's only DJ Tony. I can do whatever I want.
Come on. Oh, that's right. Hey, Proteus, you're right. I veto DJ Tony. You can drop as many as you want, Proteus.
Thank you, sir.
Ow, come on.
Yeah, ouch indeed. I agree with Marco, though, guys, 100% here. Angela Hill is the superior fighter. I think that this is, again, a good fight for Angela to show out, to look good, and as you said, Marco, to knock a bitch out. I'm going to take 2nd round TKO, Angela Hill. I just think that she is a dominant fighter. She's the better fighter, and she's going to be able to show it finally in the UFC. And as you said, Marco, she did go toe-to-toe in her last fight, and I think that's why I'm going to pick her 100%, because she does have heart, and she took a lot of big shots in that fight. Let's not forget how good Angela Hill's chin is. 2nd round TKO. All right, dudes and dudettes. Sorry, Pam, I didn't want to exclude you. Let's move on. And we better cue the music. We better cue the music.
Yes,
here.
We better. Not that music.
No, I don't.
Hold on. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't know. You got it, Tony? Because I got it.
I'll set it up. I'll go for it.
All right, go ahead. You set it up. All righty then. Let's move on to Cam's favorite fight on the episode. And of course, if any of you missed it last night, I had a conversation with Dave Madden on his show, and we talked about the first woman of, the first lady, sorry, of Amp Radio quite a bit. And we also discussed that she has an interest in this fight. So let's move into it, guys. We're going into the middleweight division. We go Brad Tavares at 29 years of age, 14-4, and it's a professional record against Pam's pony, Elias the Spartan, Theodoro, coming at also at 29 years of age, 13-1. Impressive. Very impressive. Pam,
we
throw to you.
Okay, so we have Crazy Hawaiian versus Hot Canadian.
Brrr. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Brad Tavares, these guys, size-wise, virtually identical, with Elias having a one-inch reach, which we all know
doesn't
matter. Cardio will not be a problem for either of these guys. You know, their records are so close. Takedown striking. Tavares has recent losses to Whitaker, Bosch, and Romero, which is, you know, they're pretty cool guys to get your ass beat by. And his wins have been by decision. So going to Elias Teodoro, Elias, he has one loss by decision. He's a dark blue belt in Muay Thai, which is two before black, and a purple belt in Jiu-Jitsu. I just think he is, besides being hot, I think he's just more of he's a technical fighter. So he's not going to be throwing any kind of sloppy, you know, garbage. He's very technical, very smart fighter. And, you know, I'm going with Elias with the second man TKO.
Oh, I thought you said cue the music there, Pam. Sorry. Okay.
Second still TKO. Keep cueing it, though, all the way through the show.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on here, guys. Let's go. Let's throw to Marco from Waco, Texas. Marco, this is an interesting fight in the middleweight division. I don't know about you, but I'm very interested in this fight because Brad Tavares, of course, is no joke, and Elias. It's going to be a very, very good test for him to see, you know, where he's at in this division. Marco, what say you?
Okay, first of all, Pam, go take
music.
A cold shower. Go take a cold shower. Nasty.
He has told me to do that many times. Good job.
Cue the music.
Oh my God. You are virtually, like, digitally raping for Elias Teodoro in your mind right now. Quit it. You're nasty.
Well, actually, no, because I like blondes and he's brunette, but I just dig him. I like his mind.
Besides, yeah, right.
Absolutely.
This guy got the best hair ever. And, you know, jokes aside, this is a coming out party for Elias Teodoro. This is the first, like, big, quote-unquote, big-name fight. Brad Tavares, you know, perennial top 10 guy. You know, he only lost to some of the best in the division. I mean, let's not joke about Tim Boach. Tim Boach, at one point, was in the top five of the division. So, you know, Tim Boach is a name at middleweight. And Romero and Whitaker, you know what's happening this week with those two guys. So this is Elias Teodoro coming out party. Teodoro is a more athletic guy. He's a counterpuncher. And he is a more technical striker. And he's got pretty good takedown defense, too. So, just not to piss off Pam, because, you know, we love Pam on the show, I'm going to go with Elias. But I'm going to go with Elias in another decision, because Elias does have a tendency to be a decisionator sometimes, because he's so technical and he's so patient. Let's do a 29-28 decision. You know, it's going to take him a round to figure Tavares out, and then the next two rounds he's going to take it. So 29-28, Elias Teodoro.
All right, Tony, we throw to you. Again, as I said with when I threw to Marco, big fight, Brad Tavares versus Elias Teodoro. Go, please.
Music.
You know what, guys? Not music for me, no way.
Look, I always have to listen to the old music, so you better play that music.
All right, cue the music, Prados. Remember, that doesn't count for me, Marco. No, cue the music, okay.
There we go.
All right. You know what, guys? As much as I like Elias, and as much as it pains me to say this about junkie favorite Brad Tavares, I'm picking the Spartan, guys. And not because of Pam. I'm picking the Spartan just because I do think he's a more complete fighter right now. He is a decisionator. Make no doubts about that. So I'm going with Marco on this. Elias, the Spartan, Teodoro. And his shampoo going all the way via decision.
Very good.
That was not me.
I don't believe you.
Listen. Guys, I'm going to disagree with all of you. I'm going to take Brad Tavares.
Wow.
He is I just can't – I know, guys, we talked about this a little bit last night as well, but I just can't see the Spartan coming through with this. I mean, yes, Brad Tavares has looked a little bit shaky, a little bit unsure of himself in his past fights, but I do think – unfortunately for the Canadian fans in the show right now, that Brad Tavares is going to take this one. I think he's going to take it second round TKO, and let's move on before I get too much
hate from
the haters.
We're going to revolt your Canadian car right now because you're hating.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
And didn't y'all just have Canada Day? Yeah. And he didn't play the music, so.
Shame.
Oh,
I've got a voodoo doll with your name on it.
So great. Let's watch some fights.
Whoa. I don't know about that. Let's take that back, Pam. Please. I don't need any voodoo dolls on my ass.
That's a good spot.
All right, guys.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch some fights.
Indeed. Let's watch some fights. Let's watch some fights in the lightweight division in the main event of this fight card. Do we know who's fighting from the tough fighters yet? I know there was one fighter that came through. Do we know who the other one is yet? Sorry, Marco, do you
we'll
know?
We'll find out.
The best.
Yeah, Diego Lima and whoever. Krause is what people were talking about on Twitter.
Is your name Marco, Pam?
Oh, no.
Ooh!
Okay, thank you. Marco, can you answer the question that I asked you, please?
Because I don't want to get sued by the UFC, I do not know. I haven't watched the show tonight yet.
Okay. Sam, would you like to go out on a limb, please?
I got you. I'll see, but I didn't confirm. I said that's what I read and heard.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch some fights.
All right. I think DJ Tony's on to four now.
Yeah, I'm on four.
Six.
Four.
Pam, please. Pam, can you please repeat what you said?
What did I say?
Oh.
I don't know what I said. What did I say? About the voodoo dolls?
No, I was asking.
Did I say a bad word?
I was asking you who was on The Ultimate Fighter, who won it, and you said something, and I didn't hear it, so I'm asking you to repeat.
Well, you did hear. You kind of, in the roundabout way, told me to shut the fuck up.
I did. Because I was trying to hear
Oh my gosh.
No,
oh, so what did you say? Oh, you want me to say what I read? Let's move on.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Let's move on to the lightweight go. The main event of the evening. We have no idea, because we don't want to be sued for copyright infringement by the UFC, who is fighting in the co-main event. So let's move on to the main event. Michael.
But do you believe in Santa Claus?
No, I don't.
Santa Claus?
At 31 years of age, at 17-11, going against Justin, the highlight, Gaethje, at 28, who leads with his chin, 17-0. Marco, you are slated to start this one off, so let's throw to you. Please, tell us who's going to win this main event.
I am so strong for this fight, bro. This fight's gonna be so good. There's gonna be violence all over the place. Reports from Luke Thomas today Luke Thomas show that just ended at 7 o'clock. Live from the Indian Jones Studios, by the way, with Ghost, is that Michael Johnson is looking lean and mean on the workouts today. All that said, man, I like where Gage's scared spirit is at. He said the only way he's going to lose his undefeated streak is by knockout. He's not going to get decision ever because he's the guy that can fight. I mean, the two Justin Palomino fight should be, you know, proof enough that the guy doesn't care if you punch him in the face.
Bless you.
I am on the Justin Gage high train. I think this guy is going to suffocate Michael Johnson. We saw what happened to Michael Johnson when the fight didn't go his way with Nate Diaz. We saw what Khabib did to him, you know, when he started suffocating him. When the fight doesn't go his way, he gets lost. He starts, you know, making mistakes, making errors. He completely tossed the game plan away, and then he gets run over. If Michael Jones would keep this fight technical for five rounds, it's his fight to lose. But I think Gaethje, because of his style, he's up in your face. He's going to make it dirty. He's going to make it a broke. He's going to make it nasty, greedy, bloody. I think Johnson is going to wilt under the pressure. And I think Gaethje is going to TKO this guy on the fourth round. And we get a new start in the making, Justin Gaethje.
All right. Very nice. DJ Tony, do you have, as Michael Johnson called him, the C-League fighter, or do you have Michael Johnson winning this fight? Please go.
Well, I got Justin the Highlight Gaethje knocking out Michael the Menace Johnson, wow, like Paul is going to knock out Elias Theodoro when he sees him in Vegas.
Whoa.
So I'm choosing Justin the Highlight Gaethje. Honestly, Michael Johnson, I think it's going to come out. They're going to come out blazing. Someone's going to catch someone. And unfortunately, it's going to happen in the second round. So I'm picking Justin Gaethje, just like Paul, in the second round.
So, Pam, do you agree with these guys? Because we know that Michael Johnson can be led into a brawl. Do you agree that he's going to leave it out
well,
there?
Well, I think this is going to be one of the, probably, if not the best fight of the night. And I'm wondering, too, if, you know, Michael, both of them are wrestlers and strikers. Michael Johnson is, you know, fight of the night, KO of the night, performance of the night. But I think that Justin, his style is going to be a little too in your face for Michael. Well, you saw how when Nate started just talking shit. He just kind of lost his composure. And I'm wondering, too, if he's not distracted, because I don't know if y'all were keeping up that Colby Covington's been saying that he was using cocaine, that Michael Johnson's using cocaine. And,
ooh,
you know, so I don't know if that may be a distraction. I don't know. But in truth, I've got Justin second-round TKO for me.
All right. That's some cocaine concerns. I hadn't heard that.
I read it, and Colby Covington, he's like, I don't know, he's like taking douchebag pills or something out of the place.
Hey, look what cocaine did for John Jones, man. Don't put cocaine down.
You know?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get my thoughts on this. I'm going to disagree with everybody. I think that Michael Johnson, if he can avoid being dragged into that brawl, like I mentioned earlier on, if he can keep his head, if he can have his training come through, stick to the game plan, I think that he's going to be able to take this one down. I don't know, guys, if he's going to be able to knock Gaethje out because of the way that Gaethje fights. I think that it might be a little bit more of a technical brawl if Johnson is going to win this fight. I'm going to take Johnson by decision, as much as it pains me to say that, because unfortunately we've been saying a lot of decisions on this card, and that makes me feel like maybe we won't have a very exciting card here. But yeah, I'm going to take Johnson by decision. I don't know if Gaethje's ready, man. I don't know if he's ready for the UFC. I don't know if his talents, you know, transfer over to the UFC. He's been in the World Series of Fighting, Marco. He's been in the World Series of Fighting for a very long time and got a lot of wins there, got a lot of wins elsewhere. But a lot of his wins and his championship wins were in the World Series of Fighting. I don't know if he's ready for the UFC, and this fight will show us. Okay, guys, yes, you're correct, Marco. It is now called the Professional Fighters League, and we'll see how long they last with that name.
Hey,
because you know what, Marco? They are trying to reinvent the sport, right, Marco? They are trying to reinvent it.
Yeah, exactly. By fighting on a freaking canvas that is wet as hell in the middle of a racetrack with a canvas on top. What the hell was that? I mean, It started at an odd time because it freaking rained. So, you know, if you wanted to DVR the shit, it didn't start at the right time. So you missed like 2 or 3 fights of the shit. Like, man, it looked really bush league. Whatever. You know, at least, what is his name? Joe Fish picked up a win. So that's about it. That's all I have to say about that one.
I said, according to Justin, the referee is there to save either Michael Johnson's life or mine. So, should be a good one.
Exactly. We're doing the tough finale right now. So, let's go into spotlight fight of the night real quickly if we can, guys. Because I think there are some other fights on this fight card that need to be recognized. If I'm not catching you all off guard, let me go into my spotlight fight of the night first, and then you all can think about it. So let's go into spotlight fight of the night on the Ultimate Fighter finale, Johnson versus Gaethje. I am going to take the Gaethje versus Close. I think this is a very intriguing fight. You know, Gaethje being a very entertaining, explosive fighter. I think it's going to be fireworks, and I'm going to take the Gaethje in that one just so everybody knows. Pam, let's throw to you, Pam, for spotlight fight of the night.
Well, that was my fight, too, but I kept calling the guy Drakkar Noir. But I've got, how do you say, I keep calling him Diakisi. How do you say his name? I said Diakisi. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's my guy. I'm picking him.
There's been a lot of different pronunciations. It's whatever you feel, I think, at this point.
Diakisi.
So you're taking Diakisi as well. Okay.
Correct.
So let's go on to Tony's spotlight fight of the night. Tony, what is your spotlight fight of the night for the Ultimate Fighter finale, Johnson versus Gaethje?
At the risk of taking this from right underneath Marco, I'm going to say it, guys. Gray Maynard versus Tiroto Ishihara. Ishihara has been on fire, guys. And, yeah, he just had a loss against Arnum, and I'm not sure that we agree with that. That was really a loss there. But I think this is going to be fireworks, guys. So I'm picking Gray Maynard versus Tiroto Ishihara.
Yeah, a very interesting fight as well. Like I said, Tony, some very interesting fights on this card, and that being on the fight pass prelims is very, very exciting to me. Let's throw to Marcos for his spotlight fight of the night.
Well, I'm going to take the one that freaking Tony didn't pick. Chuck Norris versus Juliana Lima, also on the fight pass prelims. And this is a really good fight pass prelims, man. We got three very recognizable names, and I can comment in Juliana Lima. I don't understand who did Tisha Torre piss off that they put her on Fight Pass, man. Did she piss off Trent Shelby or something? I mean, I understand Gray Maynard and Ceruto, you know, is a little pop for Fight Pass, but Tisha Torre should be at least on the you know, FS1 prelims or something. But, oh well. I like the Tisha Torre Juliana Lima fight. It's a good opener for the whole card, you know. Tisha's exciting. She's the tiny tornado for a reason. So that's my spotlight of the night.
Yeah, Marco, we could have put that Dolloway fight in its place, right? I mean, I don't know if we really need to see that on the Fox Sports.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
Ed Herman and Stephen
right.
Dolloway, please.
Yeah, the Doberman. Yeah. All right, guys, so that puts a big – fancy red bow on the UFC Ultimate Fighter finale, Johnson versus Gaethje, which happens, of course, this Friday on, I believe, in Canada, TSN 5. And Tony, is it on Fox Sports 1? Marco, is it on Fox Sports 4? Fox Sports 1,
brother.
Down there in the States?
He's happy doing triathlons and smoking weed and making money with his other adventures and stuff. That's what I think.
All right. So that was our new segment, guys. We'll play around with it, see what we get. My Twitter follow of the week, guys, is Jessica Evil Eye. We follow her at Jessica Evil Eye. Pammy, do you have a Twitter follow of the week?
Follow Elias Teodoro at the Spartan. Go Spartan.
And we will follow, of course, Pam. Follow Pam Dora Box. because she will be in Vegas, and hopefully, Kratos, maybe you have plans for some men on the street, women on the street, reporter on the street stuff, etc. Kratos, we go to you. Do you have a Twitter follow of the week?
Just to answer your question, yes, I do have plans on having a show tomorrow, and I spoke to Pam about it. We'll see what happens if she lands in time. Twitter follow of the week, at Hardcore Lift. I've enjoyed their show. They have a podcast. Follow them.
All right, and we're going to end it, of course, with the man himself, Marco. End your show, my friend.
Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Follow to the Tony at I Am DJ Tony. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow Van at Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow us in iTunes, Twitter, Google. Rate and review of Taco Head, because we need to rate and review. We gotta leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
We're out of here.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch some fights.
Shut your mouth. Yeah.